Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome. Get your Bible, grab a cup of coffee. And this is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
This is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
And this is Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
Thank you for joining us. John 14, starting in verse 1, 1 through 7 or 6.
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. Do not let your heart be troubled. For I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. Do not let your heart be troubled. For I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Do not let your heart be troubled.
Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether you go. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am, ego I am me, the seventh time. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes unto the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth you know and have seen him. Wow, that kind of got to me. Wow. That really got to me. Henceforth you know and have seen him. the Father. Phew, well, that was touching. Man. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus says to him, have I been so long a time with you and knowest me not, Philip? Who has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is me? The words that I say to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father abiding in me doeth his works. In other words, this is hot off of God's lips. When you're hearing Jesus, you are hearing God. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe for the very work's sake. Amen, amen, I say unto you, who believes into me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. They're not only going to do what Jesus did, but greater. You know, if Jesus was a showboat, he would have never said this. Have you picked up on this? If he is a showboat, he'd want to do the greatest. This is really getting...
Jesus, no, you're going to do greater.
This is getting to me that he wants us to do better than he does. It sounds like a true father. Doesn't the father, a real good dad in the world, he wants you to do even better. My parents did not want us to struggle. They gave everything they had to us. They worked so hard. My mom and both my dad suffered slavery and hardships in their lives so we could do well. And they wanted us to do better than they do. I've never seen this like this before. It never got to me like this. That he wants us to do better. Have you seen that before?
No, I have not seen that before.
I couldn't help myself. I got it. And when I got it, I really got it. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask me anything in my name, that I will do. The works that I do, shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do. He's magnifying the Father, and he's magnifying the things that we are going to do. That's the 21st amen and amen. These are things set when Jesus says amen, it's so be it, so to speak. The nursing Father is talking to us, and this is, it's coming, and it's coming quickly. All these things are promised, and it's going to happen. Wait till you see what's next. This is going to be the culmination of the New Testament is coming in this next context. The Holy Spirit in you. He's going to restore man to the way man was before he fell. This is the great moment right here. You're going to meet the Comforter. This is verses 15 through 21, John 14.
I'm going to say something before we jump into that. In verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus already has given us instructions about the power in his name, that it's something that we have to use.
If we want to get there.
If we want to get there.
Everything, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ.
There's that song. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name, there is power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, there is power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
In his holy name, I do all in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I do all in Jesus' name.
Now here comes the correcting of bringing us back to the point of where Adam and Eve were before the fall, verses 15 to 21.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth. Ye know him, for he abides with you and is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come unto you. Yet a little, and the world beholds me no more. But you behold me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
Look at how it phrases this context. It starts with this: if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You can't just say, I love you, God, and not keep the things that he commands us. Now, in the New Testament, in the language, within the language, there is a part of speech, and it's a prostheticā. It's a mood for a verb. It's a command. And it's in the imperative. We call it in English an imperative mood, but actually it's even more simple than that, and it's very direct. It's like a military order or command that you have to accomplish this command, to arrange, to put in order, to appoint, to do a thing. So it's an order, it's a command, prostheticā. And when God uses that mood, this is a commandment. In the New Testament, and there's several thousand of them. And one is sometimes the word believe, that we are to believe or obey or trust. That's what that word piētho, pistis, or, well, the verb is pistis for belief or faith. And we are to keep God's commands. And when it says in the imperative or the prostheticā mood, you got to do it. It's an order. It's like a military order or command. And you'll see things like repent sometimes is in the prostheticā mood. Faith is in the prostheticā mood. So is baptism, believe it or not. It's a command. Matter of fact, in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? When he said, let all the house of Israel know for certain that you have killed the Lord and Savior. You've killed Jesus Christ. What does verse 36 say?
In, you're talking about in Acts?
Acts 2:36.
Let all the house of Israel understand that the Christ that you crucified is both Lord and Savior.
Let all people know for certain that Jesus Christ is both Lord, which means he's the master, and he is a Savior. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, the next two things he said are in the imperative mood. And that is, or prostheticā, it is an order, a command that we must do. And he says, he will give another comforter. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask of the Father. So if we love him, we keep his commandments. And here are two commands. let all of house Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they told Peter, "What men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter says, repent in that command mood and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all who are afar off, even as many as those that God will call unto himself. And that day were baptized 3,000 folks. That were added unto them 3,000 people that obeyed that command. And here it says, and I will ask, if you love God, you'll keep his commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him. It doesn't know him, but you know him, for he abides with you, and he will also be in you. We're not going to be left as orphans, it says, but I will come unto you yet a little while, and the world beholds me no more. Did you know the Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Christ? He's also known. They're so close. They're separate, but they're intertwined. It's just like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So
I was just thinking of that, like the Father and the Son were that way. So
you can see where he is saying. In other words, with him in you, I'm right there. So it's hard to divide between them, but he says he's going to send us the comfort of the Holy Spirit. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It was the glory of God that raised Jesus from the dead. It was the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. It's talking about the same thing. The Comforter, or the Holy Spirit, is the glory of the Father. That is a pretty powerful. This is all building up to that. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then he really, this is the goal. This is the fixing of the broken man, the fallen man. Autumn, which means mortal, now becomes immortal with the Holy Spirit. The fallen now becomes made whole again. Next context is 22 through 24.
Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me."
There's that logos. If you love me, you'll keep my foundations, the logon. And he who does not keep my logos, this is going back to the very beginning verses of John, the Logos. In the beginning was the Logos. He was with God. He was God. He made all things. And this Logos, which you hear, is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. And then verses 25 through 31.
"These things have I spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. I leave you peace, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be it fearful. You heard how I said to you, I go and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go unto the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you may believe. I will no more speak many words with you, for the prince of the world cometh, and he hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, thus I do. Arise, let us go hence.
You could just feel us getting close to the book of Acts. Things are just getting really close now. And Jesus has yet to die, so this can happen that he could send us the Comforter. Anything, Andy, you want to recap in all this that we've missed?
No, it's interesting. You read Acts 2:38, and it showed in verse 38 to tell people to repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. So that is asking for the person to have the Holy Spirit. That is asking this. And it shows here that if we ask that, the Father will give that.
In his name.
In Jesus' name, that Jesus will talk to the Father, that will happen.
It's done.
It's done. So the big picture of that now is that if you do not do this, you do not follow this commandment, it will not happen for people. They will not get the Holy Spirit.
I got a song. Before we sing that other one, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the Holy Spirit from heaven. Wow, I pitched that way too high. The Father's promise given, oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
I was literally thinking of that song like 5 minutes ago.
Pitch it a little bit better.
The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come.
The Holy Spirit from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The Comforter has come. And we can't leave this one without singing John 14, 1 through 6 or 7 again, can we?
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. You know the way where I am going. Do not let your heart be troubled. For I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. know the way where I am going. You know the way that I am going. You know the way that I am going. Do not let your heart be troubled. For I am the way and the truth and the life. For I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Do not let your heart be troubled.
Now, we don't have enough time to complete this, but we'll give you a teaser here for when we meet again. Jesus says now that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, even as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Thus neither you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Who abides in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing unless one abide in me. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it will be done to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Even as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love, even as I have kept the commandments of my Father and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I call you no longer bondmen. So now we go from bondmen in the Gospels. For the bondman knows not what his Lord does, but you I have called friends. This is the first time, not only just called his children, but friends. All things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you go and bear fruit, and that your fruit abides or remains. That whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together, and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible, because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.